In the past, President Donald Trump declared the media as the enemy of the American people. University of Utah professor Rennell Anderson-Jones says that although other modern presidents had tensions with the press, no one publicly declared an all-out war with the press like Trump.
They just weren't free to do so because of the realities of the time. They needed this sort of symbiotic relationship with the press, where the press needed them and they needed the press, and there was an interrelationship that demanded some level of respect.
Jones and her co-authors wrote a paper titled Enemy Construction and the Press, which researches why Trump's fighting words jeopardizes the other roles of the press.
We find ourselves in a really interesting position in our democracy where there isn't a great deal of support amongst the American population for an institution that the Supreme Court has repeatedly told us is critically important to our ongoing vitality as a democracy.
In a September 2016 Gallup poll, researchers found only a third of the American public has a great deal or fair amount of trust in mass media, and that was before Trump called the press the enemy in a tweet. Jones says viewing the media as opposition can have lasting consequences.
We aren't taking the position that the press is never wrong or that they ought not be critiqued for their work. What we're saying is that something beyond that is happening here. Donald Trump has sort of arrived on the scene at a particular technological moment. He can speak to his millions and millions of Twitter followers and other social media followers without the press as a go-between. And what we're losing there is not just an institution, but we're also losing a set of functions. We're losing the watchdog function, the checking function, the capacity of the press to look into his assertions and counter them.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.